A Seattle adventurer has decided to take on the highest mountains on six continents. If that's not enough, he plans on biking and rowing to each peak.
And joining us live on the 710 Cairo Newsline to talk more about this is REI employee Erden Arouche. Good afternoon, Erden.
Hi, Val. How are you?
We're just fine. And how are you? Are you all excited about your upcoming trip?
I am excited. I can't wait. I am nervous about it, and I will not settle down until I get started.
So first off, you are going to get on your bicycle soon here and leave Seattle and ride to Alaska to the base of Mount McKinley and then climb the mountain. Is that right?
That is correct. Once I hit the distant roads up north, I won't have to worry about Seattle traffic anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Erden, what possessed you to do this?
Well, I had a human-powered, self-propelled journey idea around the world for a while now, since 97. And I met Göran Kropp, the gentleman who bicycled from Stockholm to Everest and climbed it and bicycled back. In my research for my journey, I pursued Göran, and we became friends. And September 30th, we lost Göran to a climbing accident. And that was the push for me to get it done, because life is short. I have to get going. And in tribute to Göran, I added the six summits into the project.
So what have you been doing to train for this?
I have been bicycling as much as I can, about an hour to 2 hours. Nothing will prepare me enough for such a long trip. The trip itself will have to become the training. I will have to pay attention to my rest days and pay attention to how much I have loaded my body. Basically, all of my prior sports training will come in handy to see me through this journey, and my survival techniques to live up to the challenges of the winter also.
So for your water crossings to get in between continents, how are you going to do that?
That's the ocean rowing part. I will leave Seattle. When I come back from Denali, I will prepare for the ocean rowing legs. I will put the bicycle and the climbing gear on the boat and row south toward Santiago, Chile. From there, I will then reach Aconcagua by bicycle, come back to the boat, then do the Pacific crossing, so forth, in a westward push to touch Carstens Pyramid on Irianjaya, Everest in Asia, Kilimanjaro on Africa, and in Africa, and Elbrus in Europe, which is near Georgia and Russian border. And then after that, through Gibraltar Straits to Caribbean islands, island hopping to Florida, then I bike back home to Seattle.
That's amazing. And how long do you anticipate this is going to take, Erden?
I estimated everything, and I am thinking that it will be done by 2009.
Wow.
If hurricanes and currents agree with me.
Well, let's hope they do. best of luck to you. This is absolutely incredible, and we want to stay in touch with you throughout this entire trip, all right?
We certainly will be able to do that. On my trip to Denali, I will have a phone that will work in Canada as well.
Well, you count on a call from Tony and Val, because we want to make sure you're doing okay and hear all about it, Erden.
Sounds very good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again. That's phenomenal. We've been talking a lot about body fat on our show. This has got to be a guy with zero.
Oh, you count on that.
None.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. That's incredible.
And if you want to learn more about Erden's project, you can send an email to info@around-n-over.org. And they'll set you up. He's going to have a website eventually, but they're still kind of putting that together. But if you send an email to that address, info@around-n-over.org, they'll set you up with ways that you can follow Erden's journey.
Boy, good luck to him.